nemi me so andao donde chi feva i goti.
Hang on, I hear you ask. Isn't Go Digital meant to be on now? Or maybe you're thinking, what's all this singing I've accidentally downloaded onto my MP3 player? What's going on? Well, rest assured, this is our weekly technology programme, Go Digital, and this singing Venetian fisherman is perfectly in context. Stay tuned to find out what he has to do with the latest in Bluetooth gadgetry. Yes, we're doing the whole show from the splendid Italian city of Venice.
July. Every 2 years in July, they hold a major festival of contemporary art called the Biennale, and it's just started. And it increasingly features digital artworks, works that are created through and with technology. And it seems that this is an area that's not often covered by technology programs, and it's something that we could usefully look at.
Well, part of the Biennale event that Bill was just talking about takes place in a region called the Arsenale in the east of Venice. Now, outside festival times, the Arsenale is actually quite well off the beaten track. But as I found, visitors to the area now benefit from the high-tech equivalent of one of those kind of audio tours, and it helps them find their way around. Now, this particular tour uses the latest mobile phone and satellite navigation technology, and it offers pictures as well as an audio commentary. The project's called History Unwired, and I caught up with its producer, Michael Epstein, and one of his colleagues in a particularly notable area of the Arsenale.
We are standing in the Campo San Pietro, which is an island just next to the Arsenale of Venice. It's about a 5-minute walk from the Biennale, and we're looking at this wonderful grass field with boats and the wall of the arsenal behind us. In front of us is a giant Palladio facade of the Cathedral of Venice, which was the original People's Cathedral. The Basilica belonged to the Doge, so this is where they went to pray. And Napoleon liberated the Basilica in 1804, so that became the People's kind of Cathedral. But this is still a very popular zone, and we're looking at a very interesting gateway here. We've got an archway about 10 meters with pieces of tile on the bottom of it and a kind of mysterious well inside of a courtyard. But there's a sign at this gateway that says, do not enter.
But the main thing is that this tourist guide, for people who don't have the benefit of you, Michael, giving us directions, we get them through this guide of yours, which instead of just being on a piece of paper, and instead of being one of those traditional audio guides that you have in cathedrals and places like that these days, this is a handheld computer that somehow knows where it is. So how?
Yeah. So what the way that this is working, these are Bluetooth-enabled and also GPS-enabled mobile phones, and they're able to sense when you walk past a Bluetooth beacon, which is basically a path that you choose. We have 5 decision points along the path that ask you if you want to go one direction or another. And depending on your choice and the way your kind of footsteps move you, you receive different content. So in sense, you have actually 32 different paths you can follow on our tour.
Yep, so you're not just stuck into some linear narrative, as it were. You can make it up as pretty much as you go along. Now, Filippo, let's get a few words from you, because you're the coordinator of all this. As well as demonstrating the different places that you can go to on this tour, you really wanted a sense of the characters that are here as well, didn't you?
Oh, yes. The most surprising thing for me was seeing the reaction of people that we made involved into this. I mean, the characters that we found out to tell the stories of Venice. And it was a surprise to realize that they opened up and they told us great stories. And, you know, with this kind of projects, you always have the temptation of stress the technology part and forget the content. But we made the opposite. We, you know, we started from the people, searching good people, and we had enough strength of saying also no to certain kind of technology that absorb all the attention. So not many video are used pretty intelligently, and it is mostly audio, but in audio that make you really feel like a Venetian.
Indeed, and with traditional audio tours, quite often the people that are used are voiceover artists or actors who will just say, well, back in 1552, such and such a thing happened. Here, Michael, we're talking about what local craftspeople, artisans, bakers. What kind of characters are they?
Well, we're actually standing now in front of a fisherman's house, and he's also an opera singer, a local opera singer. He'll sing actually in this field If we're able to track him down, he'd be happy to sing you some fisherman songs. And basically, the way that his guide works is he'll give you a little history of the cathedral. He'll also talk about what the weird orlock on the door down the street really means. And then he'll also say, this archway that you're looking at is where I live. And he'll invite you in. Now, as I said, it's also blocked off, so you can't really go in. But what the guide allows you to do is explore this area as kind of a virtual tour inside of his house, always guided by his voice. And he talks about how that well that you're looking at works, where rainwater falls into a cistern, and that's how most wells work around Venice. Also about, he explains why they're locked, because there used to be a problem of people being thrown in wells, and so they had a person with a key to every well around the city that would lock them at night, so they'd avoid that problem.
Well, I'll tell you what, we didn't plan this, but we seem to have actually just bumped into the fisherman. We were kind of walking around the streets of Venice here, just about to go and get something to eat, and here is the fisherman. See, I told you he had something to do with Bluetooth, didn't I? That fisherman and, of course, part-time singer Alberto Garbizza serenading us in a very impromptu manner in that street in the Arsenale. And, of course, I was talking to Michael Epstein and project coordinator Filippo Del Fuori. So, Bill, you've had a little look at this tour as well. And we've obviously heard a little bit about what it sounds like. What does it look like?
Well, it looks really nice, actually, because instead of just using photographs, which obviously are quite big and bulky, they've got a lot of hand-drawn animations in there, so caricatures of the figures, and it really works beautifully even on the small screen. I was very impressed by the quality of the images, and when the whole thing goes live later in the year, it's definitely something to try out if you're visiting Venice.
Yes, those kind of hand-drawn images just make it that a bit more user-friendly and personable, I suppose. Well, anyway, having checked out the delights of the Arsenale area, I was interested in hearing what Michael and Filippo's guide had to say about the Biennale festival itself and what it all means for Venetians.
The relationship between Venetian and the Biennale is very conflictual. Venetian don't love Biennale, they don't go to the Biennale. It's a world apart.
Yes, part of that audio tour, the voice there of Dario Pintone, who lives in the neighbourhood where Biennale takes place. And, of course, many people from Venice actually do go to the festival during the 5 months that it runs, but inevitably many more come from elsewhere. Well, I made my way myself.